Welcome to The Follow-Up, a weekly podcast that goes in-depth into projects recently reviewed on Brand New, featuring conversations with the designers and sometimes their clients, uncovering the context, background, and design decisions behind the work.
Hi, this is Bryony Gomez-Palacio, and welcome to episode 27 of The Follow-Up. This week, we're following up on Jaktar, a builder of high-end boats that are, as its tagline efficiently states, engineered for exploration. Created by outdoor enthusiast Igor Melnikov, who partnered with Dutch boat design studio Bripak to design it, Jaktar boats are inspired by coastal adventures in Scandinavia's far north and hand-built from marine-grade aluminum by skilled welders to deliver a, quote-unquote, finely-tuned balance of speed and stability, fuel economy, handling, and safety. The project, designed by Stockholm, Sweden-based Beddo, was posted on Brand New on March 30th, 2021. You can pull it up on your browser at bit.ly/bnpodcast027. That is bit.ly/bnpodcast027, all in lowercase. This week, we're joined by Bernicles Beddo, CEO and Creative Director of Beddo, and Igor Melnikov, founder of Jaktar. In this conversation, we get to learn about, well, about how a boat is created if you have the passion and stamina for it, as Igor has, moving from prototyping to testing to refining. We also hear how Beddo's identity work influenced some of the final details of the boat in order to create a product that was cohesive from stem to stern. It was also great to learn about Beddo's strategy and design process and how important it is to define early on the key sentence that defines what the product is about. In this case, the solution, quote-unquote, engineered for exploration, was defined on the taxi ride back from the first workshop with a client, as fast and effective as a Jaktar boat itself. Now, let's listen in as Armin follows up with Bernicles and Igor.
Hello everyone, today we are here to talk about the boat I never knew I wanted so badly and how its design and branding came to be. Bernicles, Igor, welcome to The Follow-Up.
Thank you, Armin.
Thank you, Armin.
Igor, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What's your background? What got you interested in boats? And the question most of us have, why did you decide to start your own boat company?
As for my background, first of all, both of my grandfathers were sailors, and one of them served on a military ship during the Second World War. After the war, he was working as an engineer creating small and middle-sized torpedo boats. Another one finished up the career serving international cargo ships as a captain. And I believe this reason helped me make a decision to start up a new brand. Having been working as a distributor of the Wellcraft American aluminum boats more than 12 years, I was thinking of building my own brand, which would satisfy all the customers' groups that I was watching weren't completely met. Having been experienced enough, I made up to launch the brand development and knuckle it down.
Torpedo boats, that is the first time that has ever come up on the podcast, and it's the most exciting thing I've ever heard. You could have done a leisure boat or more of a lifestyle boat, but this is like an exploration, heavy-duty boat. What attracted you to that aspect of this particular approach to boats?
Not many companies produce the boats like these. I have compared many brands and many styles of boat, and I tried to take the better qualities of any styles and combining it to provide future customers such facilities which can serve them very well in such expeditional conditions. To be autonomic, for example, for 3 or 4 days without problem, to allow to have this boat trailerable, because the width and length and size and weight, this combination allows to do everything easily without very difficult procedure.
Got it. And now one thing I meant to mention about your background, you're based in Russia?
Yes, I'm origin from Russia. I was born and raised in St. Petersburg, this city called North Venice, you know. Our city surrounded from any sides of water. From one side, one of the biggest in Europe, Lake Ladoga Lake, and from another side, this is the Baltic Sea.
And then the boat, is it marketed in Russia or more in the Nordic countries as pictured in the project that we saw?
Yes, the boat is produced in Europe, in Scandinavia, in one of the Swedish factories. And also, it's going to be sailing in Europe and Russia. And also, we're one of our goals to get the corner in the American market.
Got it. Per Nicholas, turning to you, how did you first get involved in this project?
I got an email in fall of 2018, 2.5 years ago. It was a pretty standard inquiry for an identity of a new boat brand, except from the survey or product that was quite unusual. Many of these inquiries never result in anything. We get a lot. But we exchanged a few emails with Igor's colleague. And finally ended with a meeting. Igor came to Stockholm. We had a meeting in our studio here. And we explained our process, what we think is important in a branding job, and how a possible collaboration could look like. I mean, this was a great opportunity for us. I'm not a boat fanatic in any way, but I grew up on the west coast of Sweden, and the sea has always been present. And I used to have a sailing boat before I got kids, and now I have a small motorboat. So I'm quite used to the boat life, not comparing to what Jackdaw is, but it's still a boat. This was a really nice opportunity to do something. And we've been working on the project for over 2 years now, and still like an ongoing collaboration.
Yeah, I don't think many boats compare to a Jackdaw boat. And I think that's what so many people reacted to so well on Brand New. Now, Igor, how did you end up contacting Per Nicholas?
You know, we organized some kind of tender, having researched internet, many companies. It was about, I think, first list was with the 20 companies like this. Probably half of them send us some proposal, half of them no. After studying proposals, they are so difficult. Some prices were super high, but proposals looked badly. Some prices were cheap, but proposals looked nice. Having looked out all of them, we've decided that the Swedish designers, brand designers, are the best for our philosophy of our brands. Having seen their jobs, what they have done, I went to Stockholm and I met three companies. One of it was Beddow. And after discussing with all of the companies, I decided to go with Per Nicholas because his approach inspired me. The way of thinking, the non-standard approach to customers, stuff like this, it was a key point.
Makes sense. Now, Per Nicholas, for my curiosity a little bit and also for our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about your studio? How many people work there? How is it set up?
We're a studio in Stockholm. We're five designers employed. All of us are designers, but me and my colleague Anders are the ones that are running the studio and managing the projects. I started out in 2005 on my own. We're working mainly with the branding, but also some packaging designs and art books from time to time. So we have like three legs. We have one in the commercial world, one in the cultural world. And also we're working with quite a lot of NGOs like UNICEF and UNESCO and a few organizations like that.
Well, on a personal note, it's been great to see your business grow. I think we've been featuring your work for the past 10 years. It's been great to see how it has evolved. Now, Igor, you partnered with Dutch yacht design studio Vripak to design the boat. Can you tell us about this process? How much of it was your vision? How much of it was Vripak's? Because I've never heard about how one goes about designing a boat.
Well, if you're asking about the process, it wasn't easy at all. I spent many sleepless nights figuring out the different proposals, shapes, and the stuff. I handed down all my ideas to them, principally to explain my vision of the final product, and they got to work in this direction using their experience and unique experience in this field. That was the key point to start.
How long was the process?
Process took about a year. After it, we started to build the first prototype directly in Nederland. I've decided to build close to the studio to keep everything under control and to make some changes if it needed.
This may be a silly question, but did any of the prototypes sink or something that you didn't expect to happen?
No, it was just prototype to test all technology or connections, weldings, stuff like this. Prototype was perfect. It's still in our yard and we are testing it and having some changes and notes what should be improved for the next serial boat.
Was there anything memorable or interesting that you learned along the way of what it takes to design a boat?
Yeah, it was a lot and a lot of stuff memorable. First of all, I went to Sneek, the city where Ripak is located. And this is a small, very cute, very nice city, like a fairy tale city. It was exciting to go every time to their studio. And we spent about 2 days to discuss many stuff using VR, virtual reality, to test everything almost in a real life. It was very exciting time.
Yeah, I can imagine. Per Niklas, how do you even begin to tackle a project like this? Because I'm sure it's not a common thing for your studio to design identities for badass looking boats. So how does that process go from getting the proposal approved to getting started?
We treat all projects pretty much the same. We start with researching the industry. We went to St. Petersburg for a site visit. We identify the target group and look at the competitors in the industry. Together with Igor and his team, we had a workshop in St. Petersburg where we could identify the strength of the product. This is how we always work, and that strength, it usually ends up with a word or a sentence. That could take a long time or it can be quick. It depends on the product or service, how hard it is to write something good about it. But in this case, we were pretty sure of what we should do right when we got back from the office. When we went to the hotel in the cab, we were discussing what was the key values in this product. Engineering was something that we decided pretty early. So we wrote that tagline that we have today, which is engineered for exploration, in the taxi back to the hotel. So that's how we take on projects, by researching and discussing with the client. And it was a fantastic trip to St. Petersburg. I've been to Russia before. I've been to Moscow, but never St. Petersburg. And it was a great city. Igor took us to some nice restaurants, and we went by boat. Not the Jackdaw boat. That wasn't finished at the time, but his other American Weldcraft boat. So that was nice. It's nice to see a city from the seaside.
It's always exciting when you're able to dial in into what makes a company product or service special right away. And I think it's even more satisfying when you achieve it in the taxi back ride from the first meetings. Even more rewarding to see it be used. It's not that I just came up with the original idea, but the original idea that stuck to the end and became the tagline for the company. Igor, was there any specific goals you wanted to achieve with the identity and branding, or was there any direction that you gave Beddo to steer them in the right direction?
The main goal for the direction in branding was a visual attachment of the brand and its name to the appearance and the philosophy of the product. Was there any direction I steered Beddo in? Well, yes and no. We did it mutually, because it would have been difficult to steer Beddo without their experience to achieve the goals with the brand.
Were there any sources of inspiration that you said they wanted to look like this? The history from your grandfathers, that something from their era, was that part of what you told them? Or maybe that's part of what Pernikolas, what you extracted as you did some of the visual research?
It's difficult to say exactly now, but I think, yes, my background and my passion for the boats, my passion to make something new and progressive helped me to describe the direction with the branding and to get the right direction with the pedal.
I think it's interesting. I think when you mention progressive, that is something that comes to mind immediately from looking at both the boat and the identity. So even just one word alone can set the direction pretty straight and focused on what you eventually arrived. So Pernikolas, what did the first round of design explorations look like? Did you quickly narrow it down to only one design option to show Igor, or did you go in with more than one?
We agreed on the brand narrative, the engineered for exploration, very early in the process. It's usually not that early that we can nail something like that. But that made it quite easy because Igor was comfortable with that too. We could see how meticulously and careful and well-crafted the boat should be. So we discussed that and we came up with two different directions of how to visualize this. So that's pretty much how our process goes. We first write this tagline for the project, and then we try to visualize it. We avoid using mood boards or any images of how it should look like, because it often just ends up with you plagiarizing what someone else just did. So we prefer to use the words as the foundation for our work. And in this case, we presented two different concepts. The first one was built around like a compass card, windrows, and we were talking about the exploration part. It didn't look too good. I remember Igor liked it, but we tried to steer him in the other direction where we more wanted to work with the engineering word. So we sent those proposals to Igor and they had a discussion and talked about it. So that was good. They chose to go on the engineering part. I think that's a more unique strategy for brand strategy for Jackdaw. Venturous is good too, but I think engineering is really what makes the boat unique.
Yeah, it's what sets it apart from other adventure boats, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Parallel to this, we had a process with naming the brand. And first we had three names, but Igor were not happy with those. So we spent some extra hours on coming up with the fourth one. And then, Igor, you involved Vripak and a few of the boat manufacturers that were a part of this project. And they discussed it on their side to see what was best. Our first proposal was Navark, which is like a mix of naval and architecture, which we thought aligned well with the brand narrative of engineered for exploration. But when we came up with this fourth name, it was Jackdaw. We all felt that that's better. It's quite hard with the naming process today to find a solid name that is available to register and to find domain name. I'm really happy with what we achieved there.
Somehow it's a perfect name. Like I can't imagine it being named something else. And not that it's something that I had thought about before, what should an adventure engineered boat be named? But when you look at the boat, when you look at the identity and you hear the name, it's like all perfectly aligned.
After having read about this name, Jackdaw, because Jackdaw, this is old word, it means a CFR, old England word. And also nice that this name was the name for all Navy of Great Britain during First World War. Some kind of Jackdaw moving to another sea or something. And also Norwegian, this is hunting. Am I right, Pernikolas?
Yeah, it is. In both Swedish and Norwegian. So there are several details in that name that makes it suitable for the Scandinavian market.
That's why I've fallen in love with this name after not a long time of thinking about another proposal, because it's unusual and I would say name with good characters.
Yeah, definitely. Pernikolas, talking about the design in particular now, one of the great things about the wordmark is how the J is shaped like the forefoot of the boat, which is a term that I learned from reading the project case. So was the thin italic approach there from the beginning, or did it require a lot of exploration to find the right way to turn that boat shape into a J and then into the rest of the letters?
It wasn't there initially. It was something that came up along the way. The first WordMark we worked on was a vertical version of the type that we finally ended up with. But to be honest, I don't think it looked very good. And it felt like we were a bit stuck at that stage in the process. But I knew that we could do something good out of this concept. And instead of using the angles from the boat in the details of the letters, we slanted the type into the same angle as the boat had. And when we did that, we realized that that was the way to go. It felt much faster and aligned better with the boat design. Pretty quick, our designer, Petter, who's been working on this a lot, he came up with the idea of using the shape of the bow in front of the boat for the first letter. And that was a turning point of the project, that little ingenious part that lifts the brand to a new level, I think.
So I think you were paying karma from coming up with a tagline far too quickly in the taxi, and now getting to the logo took a little bit more work. Things even out in the grand scheme of things. Now, in terms of that really beautiful green color, like at what point did that come in?
Except from summarizing a product or service in a sentence that we do, we always combine that word or sentence with three or four emotional keywords. For Jackdaw, we used technical, minimalistic, and adventurous. That was like the three emotional values that the boat should be, how the boat should be perceived, and the brand. And these three words has been with us throughout the whole design process. And why we do that is because during a design process, you bump into hundreds of questions. It's not only what color or typeface you should use, and if you should answer each and every question individually, that would take a long time to do a design project. I think the end result would not be very coherent. So that's our method of designing. And that's pretty much what a concept is to me, that you have one answer to several questions. So when we pick the colors for the brand, we use these three keywords: technical, minimalistic, and adventurous. And then we just pick them from the environment where the boat exists in. So it's this sea green color. Instead of using a standard blue for water, I think this deep green color is way more adventurous. And then we have this call to action orange color that derives from the buoys and life vests. And then we have gray from the dark skies. So that's how we came up with that. Why it ended up on the boat was because me and Igor had a discussion about it. And most boats are white, and I've never really understood why they are white. Doesn't blend into the nature at all. It just looks misplaced. So we said that let's try to make it green instead. Which also brings us to differentiation. I always tell our clients that when you have a good product or service, I think that differentiation is always positive. Design can be perceived as strange, or they can be ugly, or it can be cool. But in the end, it's just an individual perception. We're adaptive creatures. We adapt to expressions and get used to visual expressions. I think it was a good choice to find the colors there. And as long as we stick to the strategy, what to communicate, people can think what they want about it.
Well, that was a very comprehensive answer, touching on a lot of interesting subjects and ideas and ways of approaching design. So thank you for that. Question for both of you. One of the great things about this project is how nicely the logo and the different elements of the identity are integrated into the physical details of the boat. What was the process like, and how closely were Bido and Vripak working together in getting all these details right?
The boat design was already started when we were approached by Igor. So we had a pretty good idea of what the end result would look like. We got technical drawings and renderings from Vripak that we could take inspiration from while working on the branding. But it was interesting, Igor, you told me that you've been iterating on the design since the first version. And then you told me you were inspired by our branding work, which I thought was a fun thing. So we were inspired by Vripak's design, and then Igor changed the boat design based on our branding work.
I was inspired by Bido design, by G-Form, by Jackdaw letters. The first design was very nice and cool enough, but when we placed the logo and the big G on the bow of the boat, I noticed that, for example, aft part of the boat doesn't match the style of the Jackdaw letters. I decided to change aft part a little bit. I mean, the panoramic windows had very sharp angles. And I asked one of the Finnish guy, his name Timo Suominen. He's a professional designer. Also, he is a carpenter. He does unique stuff. Okay. And he designed, redesigned the glass shape to combine curved line with the sharp lines, taking in account the shapes of design Jaktar brand. Because Pernikolas provided us not only the brand unique typeface, but also some kind of abstract elements with some angles, with some line, which keeps narrativeness of the brand better. We've decided to use these elements and to make some kind of more shapy aft part of the boat. I'm very satisfied of this work.
Well, that's like the ultimate compliment to a branding designer when the branding influences the product. And I think it's a case of everybody working for the same goal under the same assumptions, trying to match the same attributes, being inspired from each other's work and making the best product possible. So it sounds like that happened here. And like those little details about the windows, that's just a lovely detail to hear about. Now, another great thing about the project is how well it photographs and the beautiful photos of the boat next to the massive walls of rock and the deep blue waters that you photographed it in. Anything interesting to note about how to photograph a boat, capturing the motion, capturing the dimension of it?
Unfortunately, it was not possible for us to go to St. Petersburg due to the pandemic. So Igor is the one who's responsible for the photographers. We've only been working with retouching and calibrating the video footage and the stills. What do you say, Igor?
It is a part of our marketing strategy to involve high quality pictures, video, or stuff like this to show to our potential customers all possibilities of usage of this boat. We're trying to show which conditions and which places will fit for this boat very well, and trying to make an emotions of customers that, oh, that's a nice rock. I know the rocks somewhere and I have to buy this boat to go there because this is very far locations and no any other boat can reach this rock, for example. I want to go there, to stay there, to make a picture with the boat like this.
Yeah, it's definitely not a boat that you picture yourself sunbathing in with your swimsuit and a drink. You're going to go to hard-to-reach places, and they're going to be amazing places. So I do think that the photography plays a big role in shaping that impression of the boat. Now, starting to sum up the conversation, Igor, did the final design of both the boat and the branding meet your expectations? And, you know, I'm guessing that the answer is yes, because everything is out there. But does the final result match what you envisioned when you started this whole journey?
Yes, you see, it wasn't possible to imagine the final one when we started. I didn't expect that result could be that unique and formidably done. To be honest, at any glance at the photo, excitement feels, I wanted to say that difficult to imagine that any look at the boat and into the photo to fulfill me of emotion. Absolutely astonishing, because looks like if you see something every day, it should be, I don't know, just a thing. But every day when I see the boat, it's fulfill me emotions. It's very nice. Everything, the boat design, the shapes of G letter, the Jaktar itself, and I want to go further with it to make something more progressive. It gives me a lot of power. Yeah.
That's wonderful. I feel the power too. Pernikolas, what was the most exciting aspect for you in working on this project?
I think there were several. Firstly, to get to know Igor and the team and getting a glimpse of St. Peter's work. That was amazing. And secondly, to work with such a well-crafted product. It's not so often that you meet someone that is so careful with all the details. Igor can call me, you know, in the evening asking like, hey, Pernikolas, I'm working on the stitches of the seats. Do you think the thread should be orange or should we use gray? He's like so meticulous with every detail. And so that's really fun, I think. I'm also very satisfied with the result. We haven't worked with this kind of product before, but I think like, everything is tied together. Everything from the name to the type design is anchored in the brand strategy. I think it was a great project. We like the product, the brand that's built to last.
Definitely. So last question, Igor, with this great branding in place, this great product built, what's next for Jaktar?
Now we're working on smaller Jaktar J25. This boat is going to be more mass, more compact. Also, for the next year, 2022, if the situation in the world changes and will allow to go internationally, we're going to show our Jaktar boats at European boat shows, and also the goal to go to North American market, because I guess this is a very demanding part of our world, because some kind of place like Seattle area is very demanding for aluminum boats like this. Yep, that's a plan.
Well, that sounds great. I do hope that eventually you're able to market it worldwide. I would love to see it in the Pacific Ocean in Seattle or in Europe. I think it's a lovely product. Lovely is not the right word. It is a powerful, precise, progressive product, and it's great to see it. And the branding matches it perfectly. I want to thank you, Per-Niklas and Igor, for spending your afternoon or evening with me on the follow-up. Thank you again for sharing your story and your project, and good luck with the boat.
Thank you, Armin.
Thank you for having me here today. Yeah.
It was nice to hear that not everything went as smoothly as coming up with a tagline in a taxi after the first meeting, and that the design was a result of a deep exploration and sticking to the strategy. But above all, it was great hearing Igor talk about his boat and how obvious it is that he has a true passion for it that brings him sheer joy. To be honest, if we had designed a boat that looks like Jaktar's with such a precise identity from a great studio like Beddow, we would also be brimming with joy. Today, thanks for listening. Until next time, we'll be here. We hope you'll be there.